Good evening. It's good to see everybody out this evening. Always good to be able to get up here and give you a lesson once a month and appreciate the opportunity. As it started, we've been going over the fruit of the Spirit, and tonight we're going to deal with patience. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Patience is something that we must put into practice. We can't get it overnight. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen overnight. It's something that we must work on. Patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Also, the ability to endure difficult circumstances may involve perseverance in the face of delay. here's some quotes. Good things take time. Patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. Patience is the key which solves all problems. Patience with others is love. Patience with self is hope. Patience with God is faith. Faith, hope, and love, all three of these, we need it. We need all three. If we are honest, most of us are not very patient. We want things done right now, and that's how we live. Well, we sing the song often, "Teach me, Lord, to wait." And the words say, "Teach me, Lord, to wait right down on my knees till in your own good time you answer my plea. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you." And then the chorus sings, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait." And I think of this song often because it puts things in perspective. And sometimes we need that. We need a different perspective. But so many times we fail at waiting on the Lord to act. And what we must remember, he will act just on his time. Do we let our light shine when we get impatient? Do we let our light shine when we get impatient? No, we don't. We allow Satan to work on us, and we get angry with those that we deal with sometimes on a daily basis. You know, if you really want to practice patience, go to Walmart on a busy, busy day. Go to Walmart when they're really busy, like at Christmas time, or you want to really practice patience. I urge you to do that. You'll learn patience. If not, it's, yeah. But when it, like I said, people can get really rude and testy. Hopefully that's not us, but it does happen. I've noticed during this pandemic this year, over the last year and a half, everyone has a short fuse. And many times, we don't realize it. We must remember to be patient with those we come in contact with. You know, a kind word can go far these days. A kind word can go far. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience." We as Christians are works in progress. All the things that we are to be will not happen overnight, but it will get better. We will get better over time as long as we put these things into practice. Well, who are we to be patient with? Who are we to be patient with? Number one, we need to be patient with God. We need to be patient with God. Most of us I prayed for things, and sometimes we didn't get what we wanted. We didn't get what we wanted. Do we blame God? Do we blame God for that? I think sometimes we do, but we shouldn't. If God is patient with us, then we need to be the same way with him. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Matthew 19 and verse 26. But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." We must put our faith in God that he can do anything. So with God all things are possible. Our biggest problem is that we doubt. We doubt. Doubt does not allow faith to conquer. In James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. The Bible reads, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." So we must not doubt. We must put our faith in God that he knows best, and whatever his will is, we must accept it. We have a hard time accepting it. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, Hebrews 11, verse 6, "And without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." You know, Noah and Abraham, they had true faith. They had true faith. Noah built an ark, and then Abraham offered his only son Isaac as a sacrifice. They put their full trust in God. And we too must do the same thing. God is in control if we allow him to control our lives. Sometimes we don't like the direction our life is going, so we try to alter it when we need to stop and see which direction God wants us to go. God talks to us if we listen. God talks to us only if we listen. Psalm 37, verse 7. Psalm 37 and verse 7. "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices." You know, it's easier said than done. Wait patiently on God. You know, I know I'm not good at this sometimes. It's not easy to wait on things. But just know that God will do whatever he needs to do, you know, and it doesn't need our approval. Doesn't need our approval. We must wait patiently for our answers from God. In James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains." Verse 8. "You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." Jesus is coming again, and we must be ready so he can find us faithful. You know, a farmer has to wait for his crop to grow so he can harvest. Be patient. We must be patient just like a farmer. It's safe to say that we see God's patience right now for people to turn back to God, for people to turn back to him. But a lot of people live worldly. It's sad. It's sad to see this. We have to keep our eyes on the prize and make sure that we don't jeopardize our way of getting into heaven someday. If we allow God to shape our lives, we will be better people for it. Number two, we must be patient with self. We must be patient with self. You know, mistakes are going to be made. I believe we need to make room for improvements. If we are self-disciplined, and most of us are not good at being patient with self. It's just like anything else. We have to train ourselves so we can become better people. We do not want to be better than those around us. We must leave room for mistakes so we can grow into the people we need to be. Being humble in our walk with God is what we all need. In Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 4, Proverbs 21 verse 4, haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. So if we walk proudly, we sin. We don't want to do that. Can we have confidence in our walk with God? Can we? Yes, I believe we can, and we should. Just be careful how we walk. We want to bring glory to God and not shame. James chapter 4, verse 6. James chapter 4 and verse 6. But he gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. It does not pay to be proud. Pride can also get in our way if we allow it. And Psalm 10, verse 4. Psalm 10 and verse 4. In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. If we have attitudes like this, then we have a lot to do as far as teaching. We got a lot of teaching that needs to be done. We can have confidence in God's word and that he will give us wisdom to teach those who want to be taught the truth. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. We must remember that we are humans. We are humans and we need reminders every now and then of who we represent. As we strive to teach others, may we be patient with those who teach and be sure that we show them love and compassion so we don't drive them away. Our attitude will make a big difference and will have an impact on those we teach. Being patient with self is probably one of the hardest things to overcome. We expect more from ourselves, which is good, but we shouldn't be disappointed unless we don't find our way back to God. Our faith will be tested many times, but we can overcome it and be victorious. Faith is the victory. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, 1 John 5, verse 4, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Faith is how we can win. It helps us in everything that we do. If we don't have faith, we will miss out on many things. With God, all things are possible. And we must believe that. We must believe that. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 2. Isaiah 26, verse 2. Open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. Our nation is in turmoil, and Satan is at work. We must not allow Satan to alter our beliefs. Our nation used to be built on biblical principles. It's not that way anymore. They are getting further and further away from God, and they are trying to take our whole nation with them. And my prayer is that our nation turn back to God. There will be those who will fight to get what they want, whether it's biblical or not. They don't care, as long as it's what they want. We must still stand on biblical truths. And if God isn't for it, then we must not go along either. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. Just know that we can fall from grace, and that's even as a Christian, and we must remain faithful. Number three this evening, we must be patient with others. We must be patient with others. We can get angry with those around us at our jobs or at the grocery store, wherever you go. And sometimes they can say or do something that will make us mad. And how do we normally react? Well, probably not very good. We might even be rude. We let our anger get the best of us over little things. Anger can be controlled. We control that anger. Does God get angry with us? He does. God gets angry with us. When we live in sin, he gets angry at that. In Psalm 86, verse 15, Psalm 86, verse 15, "But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." God does get angry, but he is slow to anger, and we must be that same way. Also in James 1, verse 19, James chapter 1, verse 19, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." Every person leaves one of these out. Many of us have trouble with one of these, or maybe two or all of these. But we must be eager to listen. We have two ears and only one mouth, and that says a lot. We must listen more than we speak. Now we know how we must act, but it doesn't always happen. But that's why we must be patient with others. God is patient with us, so we must practice the same patience. We should be kind and compassionate no matter what the situation is. We cannot have a good impact if we have a bad attitude. We need to replace anger with joy. It is joy to be a child of God and to be able to help someone along the way. Our joy is in Christ. In him, we have redemption. When Paul wrote his letters, he would often talk about joy and peace. We need that joy and peace. If we can't find it, we aren't looking in the right places. You know, I'm thankful to come and meet here with you all, with everyone, and it just feels good. You know, it's just like a piece of heaven. We must have the right attitude as we worship our Lord. We worship in spirit, we worship in truth. Let us practice patience daily, and may we please the Lord with our actions. This evening, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God and haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you're struggling in your daily walk with God, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.